This is my third lesson on the subject of what Jesus said concerning repentance. Jesus said, except you repent, you shall perish. When Jesus instructed his disciples in the grace of forgiveness, he said that if those who trespass against them repented of their sins, they were to be forgiven. No wonder they prayed, Lord, increase our faith. When repentance is coupled with faith, there's always divine forgiveness. Repentance is always expressed by how we act and how we live. And I could find no better example of that than in the book of Jonah, chapter 3. It begins with the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid you. So Jonah arose and went into Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed the fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. I don't know all the words that Jonah preached, but he preached unto them the preaching that God bid him to preach. I don't know if he told them how much God loved them. I don't know if he told them how much God wanted them to turn from their evil ways. I don't know if he told them that God finds no pleasure in the depth of the wicked. I don't know. But we do know he told them about God's judgment that was about to take place on this city. Jonah told them in 40 days, Nineveh's going to be overthrown. And the amazing thing is, this city of sinners, this city of unbelievers, believe what God said. They believed that Nineveh would be overthrown in 40 days. So what did they do? They repented. They proclaimed a fast, put on sackcloth, from the greatest to the least of them. And Jonah chapter 3 and verse 5 tells us, the people of Nineveh believed God. Notice the Bible didn't say they believed Jonah. The Bible says they believed God. Jonah must have had a double portion of the anointing upon him. When all the people could hear while he was preaching was God talking to them. He was preaching like a man from another world. That's what happens when God's anointing is upon you. They believed that God would indeed overthrow their city. It was their faith that God would do what he said he would do. They believed God. Therefore, they repented of their evil ways. They believed God. Therefore, they fasted and wore sackcloth and sat in the ashes because they believed God. If you don't believe in a devil's hell, if you don't believe that there is eternal damnation for those who do not love God, if you don't believe that there is a burning hell awaiting for the sinner, you will never repent. You have no reason to. And the king caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd or flock, taste anything, but let every man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and cry mightily unto God. Yet let them turn every one from his evil way, and from the violence that is in their hands. And who can tell if God will turn and repent, or change his mind, and turn away from his fierce anger? And verse 10, I like what it says. And God saw their works, that they had turned from the evil way, and God changed his mind of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. Oh, godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.